is life without a care. And we're getting there.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis with a little bit of a New Year's cold, but I'm pushing through, and here in studio with me, far away, she's keeping her distance, which is smart, and taking the vitamin C, is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, also helping Napa County as well.
Napa, Mendocino, Solano, and nice. Humboldt County.
Nice. Yes. So you take care of a lot of people's travel needs.
Yeah, not only in our area as well. It seems like I've never met maybe 95% of my clients. Had them forever and ever since I started way back when.
Wow.
Yeah, so people have followed me wherever I've gone, which is, I guess, a good thing.
It's flattering.
Makes me feel very happy. But it's nice to know that people, you know, you have customer service that you like to keep, like you follow your hairdresser.
Sure.
Or if you go to the same cleaner or something like that, or the same car salesman or the same insurance broker. Mm-hmm. You go back to the same people who provide the same level of service. So I guess I'm doing something right.
Yeah, you're building those relationships. And I even reached out to you over the holiday break because I was curious about a travel option my mother and I were looking at, and wanted your opinion.
You know, there's a lot of opportunities now. You see even travel ads on TV a lot, and you get emails about it. But one of the things you have to be careful is, are you protected if the company goes belly up?
Yeah.
You know, it might be nice that so-and-so wants to run a tour, but what happens if they just take your money and run? And there are scammers out there. There are companies like that. You have to really dig, and you have to, you know, even research online. Who are these people? Mm-hmm. What's their background? I'm lucky and fortunate enough that I have a group of travel agent friends. And if I have issues, I'll send out an email. Has anyone heard of XYZ company? What's your opinion? And some people say no. But then again, there's some that say, well, stay away, or, you know. Mm-hmm. So we have a little network that we use when we have a little bit of an issue or uncertain about something. Because the last thing you want to do is send someone on a trip on a company you haven't heard of, and then nobody's there to greet them. You know, there's a lot of issues involved. And I'm not going to put my name on the line if it's someone I wouldn't travel with myself or
right.
I don't respect.
Yeah, yeah. And that's really important because, you know, you work to save up the money in order to take these trips. You expect to have a good time, and that's the last thing you want, is for something to go wrong or your money is not refunded when they said they would do it. All of those things can happen, and you want someone who is on your side to make sure that you're having the best possible experience.
You know, the worst thing is people say, oh, well, I can save $500 by booking through this company. But you know what? If something goes wrong,
yeah.
You know, you should have paid the extra for a company that has a reputation.
Mm-hmm.
And not all the reputations of all the companies that you see the names of out there are good companies. But you should always have someone on your side. Why wouldn't you consult with someone
Sure.
who knows the business?
Yeah.
You know, if you're redoing your house, you might go to a store and say, hey, what do you think of this idea? And they'll say, oh, no, you should never put wood on the floor in a kitchen because it'll bow, or, you know, things you, oh, really? You know,
right.
Things you don't know. So you can't be an expert and compare to people who've been in a business 30, 40 years and know their way around.
Right.
I mean, you can think you know everything, but you really don't. That's why you need to, you know, converse with someone who's an expert.
Yep. Exactly. And that's why we have Elise here, your expert in all things travel. And one thing that seems to be a trend that you've talked about here on the show is group travel. People like to go together.
You know, people, it's beneficial for you in several ways. First of all, usually when you go as a group, especially your own created group, whether it be with a winery, let's say, wine groups are great because they're selling to their wine club. You get to taste great wine. And a lot of the wineries, you know, think there's only one option. And there are lots of travel agencies who specialize in that. The benefit of going with a large group is you know people. It's like our trip to Ireland. It's all KSRO listeners. When we've done our cruises, it's KSRO listeners.
Sure.
So you know there's some form of a connection.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going with strangers. You know, with the wine groups, yes, we all like the same wine. That's the first thing you have in common. When you go blindly, sometimes you don't know who's going to be there. Are they going to be older than me? Are they going to be younger than me? Are they asleep at 9 o'clock? Do they stay up to 3 in the morning? You know, you have to sort of piece yourself together, should I say?
Mm-hmm.
But groups are a fabulous way to travel, and incentive groups. A lot of your employers shouldn't say, hey, whoever reaches their sales, you know, the top 20 people who reach their sales potential or their sales figures that we want, we're going to take you away. And that's a great idea to all the employers who might be listening. Help, you know, happy employees will bring you better results than those who are crabby.
Sure, sure. And you're doing two things at once. You're giving them a bonus and you're also giving them a break from work, right? Which people need to, you know, feel better and rejuvenate and then be ready to come back to work and do a great job. So two birds, one stone.
I used to a lot of travel for dental groups. So they'd be a dental consulting firm and they'd have all their dental practices throughout the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
who would come on board a cruise ship. It's a 3-night, you know, 4-day, just a short one, but they'd have educational sessions they could
great.
Get qualified. But then when they were in port, they're on their own. So everybody's having fun, but you run into somebody in the bar and you run onto somebody on the shore excursion and somebody in the gym or somebody playing bingo or whatever the situation is, you do run into people. And it seems like the trend now is to smaller groups.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be 40, 50 people on a trip, and that's great, but you have to realize a lot of maybe the organized bus tours, you have to wait for everybody to get off.
Right.
You have to wait for everybody to get back.
Right.
And someone is still purchasing something in the gift shop, you're going, oh, you know. So the smaller groups, and if you have fixed interests, like if you're birders or you love photography or like Michelle loves art,
mm-hmm.
if it's focused on art or music or wine or food, or if you have some kind of theme, it's great. So if I always reach out to people, if you're looking for that special something to incentivize your team, have a group gathering, talk to a professional who has some options. Nonprofits also. You know, we like to do a lot of nonprofit work. So what we do is we can donate a portion of what we get compensated for back to the organization.
Oh, that's
and
great.
It's a win-win. If you book it yourself, you get X. But if you book it through us, we get compensated by the cruise line, the tour operator, the mm-hmm. hotel. So we can offer a little bit of that for you.
Yeah.
So there's so many ways to go. It's just what I suggest you do is not just book on an empty space online. Get a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to somebody. Don't just pick their brain and go book it on yourself, because you're missing out on a lot of the special perks. You know, maybe, you know, what we always do is we give gifts. You know, you don't give yourself a gift, you know. Besides the gift of travel, we give you something. Maybe it's a shipboard credit. Maybe it's an invitation to dine in that private restaurant that costs a little bit extra. Maybe it's the manager asking you, hey, come have breakfast with me. We're
going nice.
To take you around and, you know, we know you like art. So here's our friend who owns the gallery next door who's going to talk to you. You don't do that for yourself. We do that. And that's part of the little extra you get for nothing more.
Yeah.
We don't charge more for that.
That is so great. So keep that in mind when you're looking at your next travel, and especially if it's with a group. As Elise said, if you are involved in a special club, if you've got, you know, members from your church, if you've got, you know, whatever it might be, people who you draw with, people who you cook with, your book club, whatever it might be, that could be that next opportunity to go and make really great memories together and have a lot of fun.
You talk about, you know, the churches. There's Oberammergau, which happens every 10 years, that's coming up. And there's still space. There's not a lot. But if you have a group, if you're with your church or your synagogue, or you want to go get that, this is the time to contact a specialist now, go to your travel agent. If you don't have one, contact my agency. I have agents who would be happy to help you with that, direct you with that. And we can make a whole, we can do the group for you, help you get the space, and make a donation. That's to so your great. Church or your synagogue or whatever it is, your organization, your nonprofit, Make-A-Wish Foundation, whatever it is, please. This is our passion. At TravelWise, this is our passion. Everybody has their passion, but we love to give back.
Yeah.
And we love service.
Yeah. I love that idea of Oberammergau. I actually was there when the Passion Play was going on, but I didn't have tickets or anything like that. But it was amazing to be in that town with such history. They do the Passion Play, and that would be such an amazing group trip for a church.
So if someone's thinking about it, you have to move quickly. I don't like to be pushy, but realistically, the space has been out for 2 years. They've been starting to promote this. Mm-hmm. There still is space. The other thing, there's a big eclipse coming in 2021.
Oh, that's
Wouldn't
right.
it be nice
you could
to be,
in the... be
on a ship and have a naturalist on board talking to you about that?
That's so exciting.
And that's something that we do. We just don't book A to B.
Right.
We like the bells and the whistles and the fluff and everything else. So that's some of the specials that are coming up that you really need to talk to a consultant. And we know who's got space. We know what destination. We know what kind of company based upon what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference between looking online. There's a million.
Right.
You put it in, online and you search
for
something.
Yeah, you go down the rabbit hole and you're gone for hours.
You get a ton of things, but you don't know if they're good.
Right.
You don't know what their track record is. How many people? Maybe there's 100 people. You're all supposed to do this and it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you look to an expert like Elise. You can reach out to her by sending an email, ksro@travelwise.net, and wise is with a Z, ksro@travelwise.net. That's the best way to reach her. We'll be right back, and we will talk a little bit more about cruises. Okay. When we come back, you're listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.
That's just life without a care.
There's a better way to garden and landscape in Sonoma County, and it starts at A Better Way Produce and Nursery on Stony Point Road, just north of Todd in Santa Rosa.
Hi, Daniel R. Gibbs, botanical artist. I'm the award-winning resident licensed landscape designer and contractor. Our team has won first place 14 years in a row at the Sonoma County Fair's Hall of Flowers, and this year, our garden, Coastal Charisma, won Best of Show. I'm excited to be a part of Better Way Produce and Nursery. Our family would like to invite you to come see our old-fashioned, easy-to-shop nursery. We have great discounted landscape packages, including plants, hardscape, irrigation, design, and other outdoor needs for your garden. Don't miss our koi pond, small spaces demonstration gardens, complete with water features and nearly 1,000 plant species.
A Better Way Produce and Nursery, 3615 Stony Point Road, just north of Todd. A Better Way Produce and Nursery, open 7 days a week, 9 to 4:30.
Everybody wants free legal advice. Free legal advice. I don't know how many times I've been to a party or a soccer game or a basketball game, and somebody comes up to me and says, "So you're an attorney?" And I say, "Yeah." "Well, I have a question." You know what? I give out some free legal advice, but I do it every Monday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO at 636-1350. That's 636-1350. You can call me, Charlie Cochran, or my partner, Rachel Erickson, and get free legal advice.
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise.
It's life without a care, and we're getting there.
Ooh. welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Elise Corey. Please, you can always reach out to Elise and her team. Go to her website, which is travelwise.net. Wise is with a Z. Travelwise.net. You can email her directly, KSRO at travelwise.net. KSRO at travelwise.net. And keep her in mind because, as we mentioned at the top of the show, she is not just limited to Sonoma County. As I said, my mom and I were talking about travel options together over the holidays. I was up in Washington State, and I wanted to talk to someone who I trusted in the travel industry to get her opinion on something. And my thought was Elise. Elise doesn't necessarily do transactions with people in Washington State, but she can. I mean, we're a worldwide kind of a thing now with the internet. So if you have relatives or friends who are thinking about travel who are outside of this area, and you've been listening to this show, and you've worked with Elise, or you think, you know, she sounds like she knows what she's doing. She's been on here for a couple of years. She's helped a lot of KSRO listeners have a lot of fun on these trips. Elise is my go-to person. Send them her email, KSRO at travelwise.net. KSRO at travelwise.net. So let's talk a little bit about some of these fun things that are coming up that are options for people.
You know, a lot of things also when you're talking about this, like I have a client of mine who books, she picks what she wants. She booked her trip and says, oh, and then she calls me and said, we booked ourselves on this trip, on this date to this destination, and I want you to take over. So here's the person I booked with, and I want you to be on record because I want you to make sure I get everything right. You get my airfare, you get my hotels before, and if something goes wrong, I want you to be in the loop. So a lot of people will pick what they want. And it doesn't cost more, like I said, for me to be on there, but I will make sure her targets are done, when timing with the visa, if there's anything that goes wrong, I am there.
That's great. For that.
So that's another way to go, too. We are going to be having some cruise lines come on the radio station.
Nice.
Coming up the next few months, and they're going to talk about what makes them special. And the other good thing is that we now are part of North Bay Biz Magazine. So their specials will be in the magazine as well. So you'll be seeing an ad and there'll be some specials and a contact. So make sure you take a look, not only hear it here, but look in the magazine, look in North Bay Biz, and those stay around. And then even if it's a few months later, go back to the issue and look it up and give us a call. Because even if that offer has expired, there's usually something else, and we can always usually get it. But the partnership between the two is going to bring you many more travel options, and it's my favorite magazine in the area. It's real people.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about it.
Yes, it's local, real stories. Yeah. Very nice resource. And lucky that we have that partnership with North Bay Biz. So what are some of the destinations that people are really looking at right now, Elise?
A lot of people, it seems that the biggest, I say the people are asking a lot about Morocco, Iceland and Greenland, and Egypt.
Wow.
Egypt is big this year because it's been on the sort of the gray area for a little while, and it's back, and it's back in a big time, and it's very reasonable. Morocco happens to be one of the top destinations everybody's asking. In fact, one of my agents, September, she has a big group going to Morocco, and she has some space still left. It's she's up here in Santa Rosa, so it might be someone that you want to reach out to as well. September at travelwise.net, or contact me at KSRO at travelwise.net, and I'll put you in touch with her. But Morocco seems to be a big destination. And going deeper into Iceland, circumnavigating Iceland, not just going in and out, Greenland, going into the up into Russia, into the deep part of Russia, not the Moscow and the St. Petersburg part, but on more of, how do I say, an active type of cruise ship.
Sure.
Yeah. There's
more exploration.
Exploration is a good way to say it. A lot of the cruise ships, you have your everything all in one, you know, the cruise ship as the destination. And then you have a destination with a cruise ship that gives you naturalness and educates you, and you actually stop off. It's more of a casual environment. So if you're the one who likes to go out and dance and put on high heels and party to the wee hours, that might not be the right combination for
sure.
you. But a lot of the cruise lines, especially, I was just on one. It's going to be one of my favorite go-to cruise lines, of cruise ships ever, which is the Silver Whisper. Beautiful. Beautiful,
Silver Whisper, beautiful. And this is with
Silver Sea, and they're going to be one of the ones who are talking to us as well. But I was so impressed. The space made you feel like you were like in so much room. It felt homey, and it was clean as a whistle. People were boarding this ship for a around the world cruise, and they had all their luggage and everything coming in. I didn't see one piece of lint. Or a piece of paper on the floor, or a scuff on the carpet. I looked. I couldn't find a thing. Wow. I mean, I was just in shock. But that cruise line, for example, has the Explorer series, which all your activities are included. And you go and you look at a price, you go, you do one of those. But when you think about all your food, all your drinks, all your excursions, all your gratuities, the only thing you're paying for is airfare.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a difference. It really, really does. So,
and the kinds of destinations that you're visiting too, and the experiences that you're going to have are a different level.
Yeah, Galapagos is really big. So cool. Galapagos is big, and a lot of the cruise ships are building new ships, but some of them are tons of people, 5,500, 6,000, and that works if that's your thing. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just a different style. But I find that a lot of people are more into learning about the culture,
sure,
the destination, the locals. They want to eat local food. They want to drink local wine. They want to experience, smell, touch, see, and they want to be immersed in the culture. It's like reading a book, but you're there about a country, but you're actually there experiencing it. So I seem to think that there's a lot more of that that's going on.
That's exciting. And that's exactly the kind of thing that I am drawn to as well. I think it might have to do with like my first travel experiences, going to Germany and being an exchange student and spending a long time in one particular place, and the value of learning more about a space by being in the community and just being a part of it. I think that's invaluable. And having an experience where you can talk with locals, where you can, you know, go and eat where they eat and do those kinds of things and get that flavor for what it's like to live there, I think it's just so great.
I get a lot of clients who say, I don't want to go on a cruise ship. And they have this bad connotation of what a cruise ship is. But now a lot of the cruise lines, they have bikes on board. You can go hiking. You can go with the chef to the market and help pick out food, then come back and cook it. This is not your grandparents' cruise line. This is not the Titanic. This is not something like that you think of. And I try and tell my people, say, oh, am I going on a cruise? I said, no. It's not a cruise ship. It's a cruise experience. Mm-hmm. It's an experience on the water. You know, people who want, let's say, overwater bungalows, go on a cruise ship that has a balcony and it's a moving overwater bungalow. There's so much more than meets the eye than what other people say. And also, when you're thinking about things, don't just look at reviews. People get paid to put reviews on these websites. So just beware. Talk to the real people who can help you. If you have an idea for a group, if you're a yoga teacher, and you want to take a bunch of followers, if you're an art teacher, if you're like to work out, if you're a horseback rider, there's horseback riding tours, there's motorcycle tours, there's if you want to go see football, there's football, there's tennis, there's you name it, there's a tour around it, and we know where to find it. And many times you have that experience of unpacking once and everything's done. That's the difference between cruising and a tour. A tour, you pack and unpack. On a cruise, you unpack once, and then you pack when you leave.
Yeah.
So there's benefits to both, and we're the experts, really. We've been in the business. Everyone on the team has been in the business for a while. We know where to go. We know how to get it done. And if we don't, we know who to ask.
Yeah. So. Well, we've run out of time, but we haven't run out of ideas.
So oh, never, never, never. They keep going on exactly. and on and on.
So reach out to Elise and her team by sending an email, ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net, and we will see you next time with lots of great travel tips. This is KSRO.